Welcome to episode 2 of the Dadpod Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm bringing you a reflection based on the word momentum. I create the cover art for these episodes in Midjourney to represent the word. Emerging from the chaos of design, sacred geometry brings order and energy, driving momentum for life's journeys. Momentum comes from the Latin momentum, meaning movement or moving power. With physical objects, it's easy to see momentum as an object shifts into movement and gains speed, the level of momentum grows with it. It's harder to see momentum in the non-physical world, yet it's crucial for progress. I'd venture to suggest momentum is crucial in all aspects of life. The earliest cultures came to recognize patterns in nature and often attached spiritual significance to their occurrence. These sacred geometric elements were found incorporated into the design of sacred structures. In the Christian Bible, significant emphasis was given to the design and measurements for structures like the Temple of Jerusalem. Hinduism's sacred geometry, yantra, is seen as a means to align with divine energy, bringing order from chaos. In Buddhism, moving from chaos to order aligns with the movement from ignorance to enlightenment. In my life, moving from chaos to order is crucial, or even generating movement. A recent example for me comes directly from my creative life. I have multiple creative abilities that I've learned over the years. I also have multiple ways of applied those abilities. It's like having a pile of threads and never weaving them into something useful. I set out to weave them together, and from the chaos of a pile of threads, a plan with a list of actions has formed into a business model. Now, I can go from a pile of threads to starting the action to build momentum for a business. I've found a similar situation in my spiritual life. Yes, I have a core belief structure within the Christian faith and the biblical teachings. I've also had a long-standing belief when exploring other belief structures that we have more similarities than differences. Over the last year or so, I've chosen to follow my intuitive sense that what I call God is at one with the source energy of the universe. Other belief structures may view that energy from different perspectives, but it's fundamentally the same. Embracing this awareness allows me to comfortably explore across faith traditions in addition to my Christian faith. There's a momentum inherent in bringing a broader order into my spiritual journey. What areas of your life have you built momentum from chaos? What areas are you feeling scattered and unsure where to start? It might help to remember. In the dance of existence, momentum is the beat. Let the melody of motion start you on your way from chaos to motion. Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word momentum. I've been enjoying exploring each day's word, and I invite you to come along on the journey this month. If you visit nichelsonlovingit.com, you can subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the prompt-a-day email list, which includes these daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.